Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. The opening to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony may be the most recognized piece of classical music ever written. And the man who composed it, Ludwig van Beethoven, may be the most important composer who ever lived. Ludwig van Beethoven was born in Bonn, Germany in 1770. Beethoven's father was a singer who worked as a court musician in Bonn, but he wasn't very reliable. So by the time Beethoven was a teenager, he was supporting his family as a court musician. Beethoven played violin, viola, and most of all, keyboard instruments. The prince who employed Beethoven sent him on a trip to Vienna, which was the center of musical activity. In Vienna, Beethoven played for Mozart, who was so impressed that he said to his friends, "Keep an eye on him. Someday he'll give the world something to talk about." Once he'd had a taste of Vienna, there was no keeping Beethoven in Bonn. He moved to Vienna, where he intended to study with Mozart. But by then, Mozart had died, so Beethoven studied with Haydn instead. Haydn was a pretty easygoing person, while Beethoven was moody and intense. So their student-teacher partnership didn't last very long. Just long enough for some of what Haydn was good at, like string quartets, to rub off on Beethoven. Beethoven quickly became known all over Vienna as a wonderful musician. At first, he was mostly famous for his skill as a pianist. But when Beethoven was just 30 years old, he realized he would have to give up his career as a concert pianist because he was going deaf. After a while, Beethoven couldn't hear an orchestra well enough to stay together with it when they played, and eventually he couldn't even hear himself play his own piano. But Beethoven was such a genius that even though he couldn't hear with his ears, he could still hear music in his head. So he kept right on composing. In Beethoven's day, composers were considered servants. But Beethoven refused to be treated like a servant by his patrons, members of the nobility who paid him for his work. He knew he was unique, and said so. As he wrote to one of his patrons, "There are and will be thousands of princes. There is only one Beethoven." Beethoven wrote 9 glorious symphonies. More about those and his piano music in coming weeks. He also wrote chamber music, ballets, religious music, songs, and 1 opera. Beethoven wasn't afraid to change his music when he didn't think it worked. This is 1 of 4 tries to get the overture to his opera just right. Between the French Revolution and Napoleon's wars, Beethoven lived through a lot of political changes. In fact, he created a revolution of his own, a musical one. Beethoven took the graceful, elegant forms that Mozart and Haydn had used and changed them into something powerful and passionate.
Thank you.
in his own lifetime, Beethoven was famous all over Europe. 20,000 people came to his funeral. For years after his death, composers lived in Beethoven's shadow, afraid that they couldn't possibly write any music as good as his. Next week, Beethoven and the Piano. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again next time for more Classics for Kids.